What's up, everybody? I'm Mo.
It's your boy, Gab Zahir.
And this is the Got It All Covered podcast.
Yes, sir.
Music. And on today's episode, we are going to be looking at one of the heavyweights of the rap game, Mr. Jermaine Cole. We decided, you know, let's just take a second, because after we did a previous episode of ranking Drake's discography.
Yeah.
And studio albums. Yeah. And we just thought, you know what? Maybe let's just, you know, let's keep it going. So now today we're going to be doing Jermaine Cole's studio albums, and yeah, it's gonna be a fun time.
It's gonna be a fun time for real, because J. Cole actually had fun when he made this album.
Definitely, so
he has a strong discography. We are not uncomfortable saying that J. Cole hasn't missed on his album discography.
Solid.
Definitely. Let's jump to the first one. I know people are going to say, the debut album. It's always the debut album. You guys are always ranking the debut album last. But that was fresh, J. Cole. He had a brush cut.
It was a cool brush cut. It was a nice brush cut. I'd say that, you know what? Even when we were ranking, I think we were ranking, was it Drake, right?
Yeah.
Drake, I think his debut album was last night.
Yeah, it was the first
one. And I wouldn't say it's because it's bad. We're not saying it's bad albums. I'd say for J. Cole specifically, it wasn't a case of it being a bad album. I'll just say that there are albums that were much stronger. I'd say stronger the right word to use, but I'd just say
stronger.
I'd just say, like, he got better. I think, you know, he just got better. When you compare Cole World to, you know, Born Sinner and other albums, you know, you can tell that, like, you can really hear that there was just a difference, which is a good thing. I mean, I'd say that if an artist does not improve from the debut album, there's something wrong. So I'd say it's a testament to say how much he's grown from where he came from to where he is right now. So I'd say number six, Cole World. And I mean, Cole World does have...
And yeah, it does. I mean, Can't Get Enough with Trey Songz. That was a smash hit back in the day. In the Morning with Drake. Work Out with the Kanye sample.
Lights Please as well. Please is what made Jay-Z sign J. Cole to his record label. Fun fact, if you did not know that, now you know. So I'd say that it does have, I'd say as Work Out as well, that was also a very...
The Kanye sample was used to perfection.
That was, I think that was his breakout song. That was the song that broke him into the mainstream. So I'd say, you know, this album is, for the J. Cole stands especially, this is an album that is really remembered very fondly. I'd say that definitely very, very fondly. So I'd say this is a very solid album.
Dollar in a Dream is also a nice song. But the song with Jay-Z, I mean, that wasn't what I was expecting from Cole and Jay feature.
I mean, that was Jermaine Cole 2011, you know. Take Jermaine Cole 2014, or, you know, and put Jay-Z, you probably could have gotten a banger. But I mean, ifs, buts, and maybes. We can't just, it's all, you know. But yeah, number six, we're gonna put Cole World right there. We're just putting it there. We're not saying it's bad or anything. Saying, in, you know, with all of these albums, it's the sixth best. You know, we're just gonna put it in a nice bow and we'll say, yeah, it's the sixth best.
Yeah.
So yeah, on to number five. Number five. What is number five?
This one is the most recent album, The Off Season. We actually had a tough time deciding the next three spots.
Yeah, actually, there were times where we were chopping and changing. We were chopping and changing because we were not sure where to put what, where, how, what, in what way. Because I'd say, as he said before, I feel like J. Cole hasn't missed in terms of, like, putting out an album. I'd say like all of his albums are strong in their own rights. They're very different, but they're very different in a very... in a very good way, I'd say. True. With The Off Season, he just came back because he just wanted to set the record straight that I'm here, you know, I'm still doing my thing, you know, that ain't nothing changed. I still got the bars for days, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The album cover just showed that he's back.
That's a cold album cover, can I just say? That's a very cold, like, just standing in front of, like, you know, a flaming hoop, like, that's very cold.
Because, he was a basketballer. For those that don't know,
isn't amateur basketball in Canada? Or is it amateur?
He's done with that contract too. He's like, nah, man, you nigga,
because
I'm rich and all that.
Okay,
but yeah, he's back doing music now. All right. You see, they dropped Dreamville.
Okay.
With the guys. But going back to this album, for me, this is one of Cole's best MC performances. When you talk about MC, we're looking at the lyricism, the bars, and the cadence and all that. And he came out guns blazing with 95 South.
True. Yeah, that's a very nice intro. I'll take going into a very anticipated J. Cole album. I think the last time he had dropped was before 2021.
He dropped his last album was K.O.D.
Which was what, 2018. It had been quite a while since he had dropped any project. I think if you don't count the Dreamville projects in the middle, he hadn't really dropped much music, like in terms of like an album. So there was a lot of anticipation with the off season, and I'd say he didn't disappoint in a way. I mean,
not at all.
I'd say the reception for the album, it was mixed. I would say usually when it comes to J. Cole album, there's mostly positive. There will be, you know, the detractors, but most of the time when he drops an album, it's usually positive. But this one, there were a few mixed reviews. Some people were not really, or they were hoping for more, I'd say. But I'd say for me, this was a good album. I'd say this was a really good album.
And it does have some slappers, you know. My Life, Let Go of My Hand, Pride Is the Devil with Lil Baby.
With Lil Baby, definitely.
And it has great rap performances on The Interlude, The Climb Back. We already mentioned 95 South, 100 Mil. Like I said, this is one of Cole's best MC performances on an album, man.
True.
It could have been higher, but at this moment, it ranks just fifth best.
Just fifth best at this current moment. Obviously, you know, it could grow on us. You know, as usually, we like to say, you know, the replay value, it changes depending on how long. I'd say maybe at this current moment, because it is quite new. It is quite recent. We'd say, at this current moment, it is fifth best. So,
yeah, man, at the fourth spot.
Fourth we got spot?
K.O.D. Kids on
Kids
Drugs.
On drugs. Yeah. Kids on Drugs.
2018.
This was after 20
For Your Eyes Only. For Your Eyes. 2017.
This was For Your Eyes Only came out
2017.
Oh, okay. Oh, so this was all right. Okay, so I mean, this is also those albums that also got mixed reception, because some people, they were not used to J. Cole trying this new sound of his, because this one was, you could hear that this one he was really trying it. You can hear it's very trap beats. It's very heavily influenced with the trap beats, very very heavily influenced with that trap beat. So
I think for what he was trying to do on this album, that's what it needed. It needed some trap infused songs to get to the people that this album is sent out to, because you might just listen to this album, ATM, it's a slapper, we know, but this album was a message to the cloud era, the SoundCloud rappers. As we all know, 1985, you know, he was coaching, he was advising, he was dissing Lil Pump, you know, telling him that, bro, your time is gonna run out, you know, the people that are listening to your music are gonna grow. You know, and you realize that you're only big because you're following trends. You know, you should have bought that home instead of buying that Benz. You know, stuff like that, bro. And this is a constant theme, because the SoundCloud era had rappers on drugs. It had rappers on drugs.
Okay, where,
you know, lean was a thing, codeine was a thing at that current moment. And that's what J. Cole was trying to put out to this new school of rappers, that this isn't what it's all about.
Sure.
You know, this rap life has a lot of conflict in it. It has a lot of things that you have to deal with, like Kevin's Heart. You know, this is one that rappers usually deal with. It's loved ones, a girl that you have actually been with, and now the fame and the fortune is starting to get to you. I love her, I don't want to lose her, but you know, you know that, you know, now I'm famous now. I can get any girl that I want, but I have this girl that's close to my heart, and I love her, I don't want to lose it. This album is, you know, he did what he wanted to do on this one. He did what he wanted to do on this one. I don't know about you, bro.
No, that's very interesting that you say that. Those are some very good points. I would also say that maybe with this album, I think he was also trying to set the tone that, you know what, I can also jump on these trap beats, yeah, and I can also do bangers on these trap beats.
Yeah.
I don't only just have to, you know, be like, you know, do my usual thing. I can also come out of my comfort zone in a way and do something different, and I can still make it work.
Yeah.
And I'd say things that he touched on a lot of things on this album. There's a lot of things. I'd say I was very surprised when I saw like the reception for it, because there are some people that enjoy it. It's either you enjoyed it or you didn't. Yeah. Especially like on the day that it dropped, there were some people who were saying that, nah, this is amazing, this is incredible, and some people were saying that, what is he trying to do? But I'd say I like the fact that he was touching on a lot of, I'd say this is classic J. Cole. He's touching on like serious issues. He's, yeah, talking about topics that are affecting, you know, the community, and, yeah, I'd say touching on topics like infidelity, on like sobriety, on, you know, all these things. And I'd say he did it in a very good way, in a very I'd say in a nice concise way, yeah, especially with this album. I'd say this was one of those albums that, you know, it was, I wouldn't say it was return to form, because he never went off form, you know. I'd say that he did his thing on this album. I'd say it was
he challenged himself, and
it worked, and I'd say it worked in a lot of ways, for sure.
And yeah, bro, like, it's a solid album.
It's a very solid album. And I'd say for some people they could even put it higher. I'd say for some people, I think it just depends on how you listen to it, because, yeah, obviously music is very subjective.
Yeah.
But I'd say for us, when listening to it, I'd say that I do listen to it. There are some songs that really get you in a very good mood. There are some songs that you can bump to. Like it has
the duality in this one, yeah, is quite amazing, because I love that you mentioned that, because something that we have noticed going back to this album is that it's divided into two parts.
Mm.
The first six tracks, you have more the bop and the trap infused songs.
Mm.
And the second part, from Kevin's Heart to The Fall Off, that's where, you know, he gets into his conscious zone.
Yeah, they are very, very concise, very just like very meta conscious, like, yeah, going bar for bar, talking about the things that really are, because like there's even songs where like most of the songs are like they're pretty long towards the end of the album, so, yeah, you can tell that he really wanted to get his point across. And I'd say one of his best songs, Friends, I think, you know, check out his BET performance of Friends. It was wow, just very chilling. So I'd say, you know, KOD,
it's an amazing song.
It's an amazing song
for us in the new generation. We do have friends that are kids on drugs, you know.
Yeah, true.
We relate to it.
True.
And that's what I appreciate with this one.
Mm.
It's a very relatable album, and it is for us, the new generation of kids, you know, but more specifically to the rappers. But I love that I can relate to this, because most of the topics that he's touching on, it's what the youth is getting affected by.
True.
So yeah, it only ranked fourth because at third we have his sophomore album,
Born Sinner. I'd say your second album is just as important as your first album.
True. Because
your first album is what needs you to set the tone, but the second album is what makes people take you seriously. And I'd say Born Sinner did exactly that. I'd say there was actually a debate to put it on at second, but I think our second pipped it just barely, because this was, putting it at third was a last minute decision. We had to have a caucus,
yeah,
caucus to discuss it, and we just decided, you know what, third place, you know, top three, bronze medal. But damn, what a bronze medal this album, man. Wow. I'd say it has a lot of songs that you can go back to and say, damn, this is Jermaine Cole. This, yeah, is that Jermaine Cole. Because, you know, when you go back to, there are certain songs that make you say, nah, this is classic so-and-so. This is the kind of songs that made me fall in love with, you know. And this album has so many songs like that. I'd say one of my favorite songs, Power Trip, Crooked Smile, She Knows. Like, I could go on. I'd say Forbidden Fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, if only Kendrick had gotten on that song and just But anyways, yeah, I think he really like, I'd say lyrically he did do bits on this album, for sure.
He did do bits, you know. Like, I love that Cole, every time he puts pen to paper, it's not just about the rhyme scheme, it's not about just him lyrically performing. He has to put out a message.
He has
to put out a message, bro. He has to put out a message. I love what he did on Rich Niggas, where he's talking about the rich people that have sold their souls. That what's the point of selling your soul when you can just do it by yourself, you know? I know that he did mention that he's joining the Illuminati on Villuminati.
I think that was him just trolling. You know, since, you know, Vele, most people who are celebrities are always going to be associated with that kind of thing. I think it was just, you know, kind of just taking the piss there, but, you know.
Okay, even the features on this, bro. Miguel, what he did on Power Trip was one of the best songs of the year in 2013.
I'd say he was really... He was slowly doing that thing of, like, you know, the pop, the kind of a pop rap kind of vibe. Because I mean Cold World does have a few poppy songs. There are poppy songs, but I'd say that he really did cement that, you know what, he can do the pop rap if he wants to, but he can also go bar for bar with any rap in the game. And I think, you know, this is one of those albums, right?
And yeah, like, I think we can both agree that his best rap performance on this was on Let Nas Down.
Classic. I'd say that one, you know, damn. When you listen to that song, you don't even know Nas, but you just feel like, damn, I also let Nas down. Gosh, I also felt like I let Nas down.
Why did I go pop?
Hey, man, you know, I think these kind of albums that make you just to understand that, nah, man, J. Cole, this is the kind of rapper that he is, that, you know, he can really bear himself down to bare bones and just, like, really be very personal. And I'd say J. Cole is those rappers that has a really good connection with his fan base. He has a very good connection with his fan base, and I'd say in the music that he puts out, he really wants to let it all out. I'd say he doesn't let anything go. He really lets it all out, everything. And I'd say Born Sinner, second studio album, you know, I think there's a line where he said, I'm gonna drop the same day as Kanye. I'm just like, you know, the fact that, you know, this is your second album and you have that kind of confidence to go bar for bar with one of the goats, Kanye West. Like, I think you could tell that he was confident. Like, he was really confident, and you could feel it in this album. And definitely, he did his thing here, 100%.
And again, it's different from the other albums where it had more of an R&B feel to it. Like we mentioned, KOD had trap infused, and this one had one of the best groups in female R&B, TLC, you know, adding that R&B vibe to Crooked Smile. I love that he went back to 90s hip-hop to get a few influences, and he brought out songs like Trouble, Villuminati, already mentioned Rich Niggas, and Born Sinner, and Forbidden Fruit. I loved the production on this album.
Yeah, that was also amazing. I think there are a lot of, I'd say in this album there are a lot of people who would say my favorite J. Cole song is probably gonna be this album.
Yeah,
this album or our number one, because I'd say this album is really remembered in very good memory. I'd say
it is. I mean, it did well too. It sold 300,000 copies first week. For a second album,
that's pretty good. I'd say that's pretty good. Definitely.
It is a number one album.
So, yeah, man.
And yeah, now let's move on to the top two now. You got number For Your two. Only. For Your Eyes Only.
For Your Only. Yes, For Your Only. For Your Only. For Your Eyes Only.
My mistake.
For Your Eyes Only. Yeah. There was a lot of pressure on this album. I mean, this was the album after 2014 Poetry's Drive.
Yeah.
You know, and after dropping a classic, now you need Tino to step up to that level. And I'd say For Your Eyes Only is those albums that we had drafted like a different list, and I think For Your Eyes Only was a bit lower.
It was a bit lower.
And then we had to re-listen to it again just to see, you know what, on second thought, actually, hold up, wait a minute. Show me. And we just like, nah, this album it's beautiful. It's a very beautiful album. I'd say, you know, it helps that it's 10 tracks.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot to work with. You can listen to it in a very short space of time, and you can really, wow, like it really is a beautiful album.
45 minutes of perfection, bro. 45 minutes of perfection. You got Immortal on the second track, you know. Listening to Immortal, I thought, man, Cole is actually into this trap theme, because Immortal is that song that makes you feel like you're on top of the world, you know?
Yeah, true.
And now, Deja Vu, okay, it's more subtle.
It's more subtle, yeah. You know, it's those songs that You know, like, cause Cole can get songs where he talks about, like, you know, these like relationship problems and things, like, you know. And I think that song really, like, he's like, you know, what did she say? She F with small time niggas that I got bigger dreams. Damn. Ooh. Okay.
And Real Mentality, that's when the album starts to get serious a bit. Now you gotta sit down and listen to J. Cole. Now you gotta sit down and listen to J. Cole.
And listen to J. Cole. It's like, okay.
Yeah. She's Mine, sure. Part One.
I'd say, you know what, Neil, let me just say, She's Mine, Part One and Part Two. I think it was very interesting that he put them at different parts of the album. Because usually you'd put these types of songs back to back to one another. But now they have the same kind of, they have the same melody, but then they're different.
Yeah, same concept.
Same concept.
For different people.
But for different people.
Yeah.
Genius!
Yeah.
Like, just those two songs alone. Just those two songs alone, when you listen to them, you get a very different vibe.
True.
Literally, it's basically the same.
Yeah.
But you can hear that he's talking about two different people, and you get a very different vibe when he's talking about these two different people, because one he's talking about his wife, and one he's talking about his daughter, and you can really feel his emotion on these songs. You could, I can't even pick which one is my favorite, because literally when you listen to both, like,
I think the one with his daughter, I think that's the one that he took his time on. I feel like that's the case.
That's the thing. That's a debatable thing on its own, because some people might prefer. That's what I'm saying. The fact that he managed to lay this story for us, us to just to listen and to take our time, because you can literally just listen to it and just be like, wow, this is incredible. This is amazing. And you know, he has songs like Change. I'd say Change, man. This is
smash.
It's a bop, but then it's a bop where he's talking about serious issues, man. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of interesting where most of the time when you listen to a song that talks about very serious issues, like, you have to, like, listen to it and be like, true. I'd say this one, Villa, you can have a good time, but then you're just like, okay, I just bobbed to it, but wait, let me listen to what he's saying, actually. Like, okay, damn it, now I'm dancing again. And I'm just like, I'd say, yeah, that was also pretty nice, I'd say. And
The outro. 8 minutes 50 seconds of perfection on For Your Eyes Only. Beautiful song, bro. True. Beautiful song.
Beautiful song. Bro. All right. Okay.
Beautiful song. All right. It's a beautiful song.
True. I'd say it's a beautiful album. I'd say it's a very beautiful album. I'd say it's one of those albums that some might say it's overrated. Some might say it's overrated. Some might say it's underrated. I don't know. I think it just depends on how you see it, but for us, we say, you know, I think it's his second best project.
Best project,
no question. And
at number one,
I think number one. I'm pretty sure, like, you also kind of knew number one. Like, listening to this or watching this, you kind of had the feeling that, yeah, we knew what number one was gonna be. I think we can all, most people can agree. Not his best project to date, 2014 For a Sales Drive.
Rap classic.
Ugh.
Rap classic, no features.
No feature, bro. I mean, For Your Eyes Only, also no features. Yeah, but no, this features is where he set the standard to say, "Oh, okay, no features, platinum with no feature."
Yeah.
What?
Diamond song, no features, no music
video. No music video. Like, let's look at this. Like, can you just move away from the certification and let's just look at this project as, I'd say this project has not only his best, one of his best lyrical performances, but his best vocal performances.
True. Apparently.
It sounds so smooth. He sounds so clear. And you'd ask yourself, why doesn't he sing more? Because he can sing. He can sing. I mean, we know that, oh yeah, Drake is the best. You could say he's up there as one of the best lyrical rappers out there. I mean, I might be wrong, okay, but I'd say that Cole has pipes for days. Yeah. He has pipes for days, I'd say.
He does, bro, and
I'd say
Love Yours, bro. Love Yours, bro. The songs that have yours,
You know that, okay. You know that, it's that going,
Cole is gonna touch you, bro.
True. I'd say this
song made me appreciate life, bro.
Nah.
Made me appreciate
that time life. How old were you when this album came out, Nji?
I think I was 13, bro.
How can you appreciate life at 13? Imagine that 13, you're just like, bro. Damn, I like my life, actually. You know what? You know what? Like, damn. You know, yeah.
That toy that I didn't get.
Yeah.
that game on PlayStation. Didn't get the latest FIFA 15. But no one, I can play my dead team.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, bro.
I'd say, nah, man, this J. Cole, like, literally, I'd say, Wet Dreams.
Storytelling at its finest.
At its best.
The music video, too.
The music, yeah. I think, you know, most people were listening to this album saying, I wonder how the music video, like, the way, you didn't even need a music video. Like, he didn't even need to release a music video for that song.
The picture was already in your mind.
The picture was already in your mind. He already. Basic, I think this is one of the best, like, in terms of storytelling. Like,
yeah.
I think J. Cole, like, that's one of his main strengths. I think he's very good at telling a story and painting that picture for you with his music. I'd say he paints a picture in such a clear and perfect way. And I think songs like Wet Dreams and, you know, even GOMD, he just went mad. He just went mad on that one. He just went crazy on that one. And, yo.
A Tale of Two Cities.
A tale of two cities.
I mean, the way he went hard at this beat, bro. It's one of his catchiest songs. You know, this, you could fit this GOMD and A Tale of Two Cities on KOD.
True.
Just they'll slot in quite well. And no role models. Uncle Phil. We all know who Uncle Phil is, bro.
Yeah.
We all know Uncle Phil is January 28th, 03, Adolescence, Fire Squad, Saint Tropez. This is a perfect album, bro.
I said most people would say that my favorite, some might say their favorite song comes from probably from Born Sinner, but most people would say their favorite songs come from this album. I think that's a testament to say how fondly remembered this album is. The fact that, you know, this album, it's kind of those songs when you think about it, just like, damn, what a time. You remember where you were when you listened to this album, when it came out, the year it came out, where, like, you remember exactly what was happening. You remember that, damn, what am I listening to? I'm listening to an incredible project from an amazing artist. And I'd say this was one of those projects that just made you say, wow.
Amazing.
It really was amazing. And I'd say he did his thing here. 100%. He did his thing.
Just an hour, bro.
Hmm?
It's just an hour.
Hmm.
You know,
damn.
This was, I could say, Cole getting into his prime.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
He was already in his prime.
Definitely.
I feel like it.
Mm.
But looking at the albums after this, he didn't really let the standard down. Probably.
No, he didn't. He didn't. But I'd say this was the bar. This was. I think that's why most of the other albums after this were very scrutinized. I wouldn't say scrutinized, but then the fact that this was the bar that he set.
Yeah.
And everything else was like, yeah, it's nice, but I mean, when you look at Forest Hills Drive, I feel like it set the standard. It really did set the standard for him, and I'd say for his contemporaries as well. I'd say he really did, like, as I said, you had to be there. 2014, you had to be there. You remember where you were when it dropped, and, you know, the classics, man. Like,
it's an amazing album.
It's an amazing album, and it rightfully deserves to be at our number one. Please tell us what you think of our list. Tell us if we hit the mark, if we hit it on the nail, or we completely missed it. We want to know what you think. This was our take on his sixth. This was no mixtapes, no EPs, just his studio albums.
Yeah.
To date, right now, as we're recording this now today. Please let us know what you think.
For a recap, at the sixth place, we got Cold, The Sideline Story. Number 5, The Off Season. Number 4, KOD. Number 3, Born Sinner. Number 2, For Your Eyes Only. And at number 1, 2014, Forest Hills Drive.
Yep.
And yeah, that's it, guys. And if you're a sports fan, you can check out our channel, Got It All Covered Sports, where we talk about everything sports, football, NBA, NFL, tennis, motorsport. We cover everything on that channel.
Yep.
And yeah, from the GIAC family, we got it
all covered.
Yes, sir.